Welcome, users. For this week's installment, we have the history of the internet trivia. It's hard to believe the internet has been around long enough to have a history, but here we are. As always, this show has three rounds of 10 questions each. I ask the questions and you provide some answers. Whether they're correct is between you and anyone else in earshot. If you're looking to brag about your score or want to commiserate about how bad it was, consider joining us on social media or Discord. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 320 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Make sure no one is on the phone line and let's dial in for some trivia. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What website was the subject of the movie The Social Network? Facebook. Number 2. What social media network was renamed X in 2023? Twitter. Number 3. Larry Page and Sergey Brin launched what website in 1998? Hint, it's the most visited site on the web. Google. Number 4. Prior to Edge, Microsoft produced what web browser of dubious quality? Internet Explorer. Number 5. The first one of what was sent in 1971 using the now ubiquitous at sign? Email. Number 6. Of the top 10 websites visited in 2024, which is the only one run by a nonprofit? Wikipedia. Number 7. Apple launched what media player and music store in 2001? iTunes. Number 8. Starting in 2004 and still running today, what was the first online game with over 1 million users? World of Warcraft. Number 9. What governing body gave us the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, in 2018? The EU. Number 10. Created in 1994, what is the most visited online retailer as of 2024? Amazon. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What social media website was launched in August 2003 and, despite having fallen in popularity, is still around today? MySpace. Number 2. Before it was a search engine, what site launched in 1994 as a human-curated directory of websites? Yahoo. Number 3. The dial-up service Quantum Computing Services was renamed what in 1991? America Online, later AOL. My first job in IT was tech support at AOL. Number 4. What online service competed with AOL and gave us the GIF file format? CompuServe. Number 5. Barack Obama reportedly argued about handing over what type of smartphone when he took office in 2009? A BlackBerry. Number 6. Early internet conversations were held on BBSs. What is BBS short for? Bulletin board system. Number 7. On what system would we find news groups like talk.origins or alt.binaries? Usenet. Number 8. What U.S. Department of Defense project pioneered packet sending and TCP/IP, which is critical for the internet? ARPANET. Number 9. What web hosting company was the third most visited domain in 1999 when it was acquired by Yahoo? GeoCities. Number 10. What file sharing service was sued by the band Metallica in 2000? Napster. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What web browser was the forerunner of the current Firefox browser? Netscape Navigator. Number 2. Developed by the NCSA and released in 1993, what was one of the first widely used web browsers? Mosaic. Number 3. What early internet protocol is named for the mascot at the University of Minnesota? Gopher. Number 4. Dial-up modems maxed out in 1998 at what speed? 56 kilobits per second. To my shock, you can still buy them. Number 5. While at CERN, what computer scientist created the World Wide Web? Tim Berners-Lee. Number 6. What is the title of the first video uploaded to YouTube? Me at the Zoo. It's still up and has over 345 million views. Number 7. Mobile browsing overtook desktop browsing in what year? It happened in 2014. Number 8. The first webcam was pointed at what type of appliance? A coffee maker. X Coffee let people see how full the pot was. Number 9. What Republican senator from Alaska simplified the internet into a series of tubes? Ted Stevens. Number 10. Adam Curry's daily source code was one of the first what? Podcasts. And we're done. How did you manage with internet trivia? What was your first experience with the internet? Mine was probably BBSs and FTP sites with shareware back in the early 1990s. Next week, we've got something completely different. Here's a clue. What band was created in 1970 when a fourth member was added to the British rock band Smile? We've got music trivia next week. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 320 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. When her 19-year-old son Jack miraculously recovers from a serious head trauma, Maggie is sure her luck has changed. But when she's abducted by a shadow from her past, a phantom with dangerous sapphire eyes, it's up to Jack and his younger brother Tom to unravel the mystery and save their mom from a deadly psychological battle. The brothers seek help from their colorful great aunt, who exposes them to a world of nefarious family secrets, explosive government conspiracies, and a series of horrific murders. Together, they must navigate a dark underworld full of political subterfuge and class warfare before the psychopath who took their mother reaches his shatter point. Evolved Publishing presents a gripping, intriguing glimpse of what America might become. Winner of the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award for Best Thriller. Shatterpoint, written by Jeff Altbeth and narrated by Brian Rollins. Shatterpoint, available now in audiobook.